What's up?
It's nice to be this close to you, man.
Yeah, same. I like this. I like this new little setup we got going on.
Yeah, me too. You saw Chet post a new video today?
Chet Hanks?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
He's like mentioned or something.
Beamy, let's watch it. Chet Hanks.
Beamy, what do you mean, Beamy? What? What do you mean?
What's up? What were you guys saying about me?
Nothing, man. We just
nothing. We're just stoked.
This is a pretty sick spaceship you got.
Thanks, man. We were expecting you.
Really? It doesn't seem like
it. What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website.
Mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Chat.
Chat, dude.
What's up? What's up?
Thanks for pulling up, man.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
Of course, bro. Dude, okay. I did watch this last night. What was this PR you just put up on bench? I just started getting back into working out, and Cody's been like on and off.
3:15?
3:15, dude.
Are you still waking up at like 4?
Yeah. Yeah.
So why do you do that?
A couple reasons, man. Number one is just because, first of all, it's really difficult for me. I've never been a morning person, and I'm still not. Okay. I'm still not. I'm not like one of those people that's just like naturally like body clock wakes them up that early. I'm the opposite. Like if I'm just left to my own devices, I can easily sleep like past noon, like any day of the week. You know what I mean? So number one, it's difficult for me. So the fact that it's difficult for me and that I still rise to the occasion every single day, it's like I'm setting my day up for success. Like I'm setting my life up for success. I'm setting my mentality up for success because boom, right from the beginning, I already accomplished something that was difficult. Like I already got a win. You know what I mean? I already got a win under my belt.
So do you kind of like, it's not even really about waking up early. It's almost like it's just a commitment to yourself. Like you're going to get up and to yourself, you're proving like, okay, I'm going to take care of me.
Yeah, exactly. It's a commitment to myself and also like to hold like my clients accountable because people that join my program, it's like I'm showing them like, look, if I'm doing it, there's no reason why you can't because I'm not going to ask them to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself. So it's like showing them, look, I'm doing this shit. I mean, I have to lead by example if these people join my program. You know what I'm saying? So it's also to hold them accountable. People hit me up and they're like, you know, I need accountability. Well, it's like, this is the accountability aspect. I'm doing it, so you should do it. You know, people hit me up and they're like, I need accountability. This is like, and I'm like, okay, well, this is the difference between like a personal trainer and a coach, right? Because some people say, I need accountability. And what they're expecting is someone to like literally hit them up every day. Be like, did you do your workout? Come on, get in the gym. Let's do it. Like if you need that type of motivation, like you're never gonna fucking, you might as well just give up.
People need to flick that switch though, I feel like.
They need to flip the switch, exactly. I talk about that a lot.
I feel like a trainer and shit like helps them do that in the beginning. And then you kind of like learn, oh, yeah. I like this. This is part of my shit, like part of my routine now, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean like a good coach, like that's what we're doing. Like when I post my motivational content, that's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to flip that switch in people. I'm trying to activate that, you know, just kickstart them, give them that little push to like take the actions and fucking stick to it. That's the important part because it's like anybody can fucking get motivated to change or whenever in any area, like not just fitness or their diet, but like in getting sober and like building their business, whatever, anything that's going to take consistent hard work that's going to require them to like begin something and not fucking fall off. like not fold.
How'd you do it in the beginning? Because you like you were sober for a while and then you weren't.
Yeah.
And then you kind of like did this transformation.
Yeah. You know, I went back and forth myself like for a while. That was my whole thing, dude. It's like my whole pattern for my life was like I could string together some discipline for a while. Shit would be going well. Everything starts moving and then I just fucking fall off. I fucking start drinking again. I start smoking weed again, doing drugs, whatever. So it'd be like one step forward, two steps back constantly. I run my life into a crisis, run myself into like a crisis mode, then be motivated to be like, oh fuck, I gotta get my shit together. Then I get my shit together for a while. Should be going well. And then I just repeat the same cycle over and over again.
Did you feel like at any point in that phase of your life, did you feel like you almost would want that crisis to happen again so you could get that feeling of taking care of yourself?
That's like, a good point, because a lot of people do that. And I was doing that subconsciously as well. You know, it's like a self-sabotaging subconscious fucking thing going on there, because when you run your life into a crisis, you do get like, you know, moments of extreme clarity where you're like, okay, this is what I fucking need to do. Okay, 'cause it's like, you're putting out fires. It's like crisis management.
Yeah.
But if that's the only way you can learn, if the only way you can learn is by putting yourself in a crisis, that you're actually, you're moving backwards. You're not moving forwards because you take one step forward and two steps back. So over time you're getting worse and worse. Mm-hmm. The key is to like literally fucking get to a point where you no longer need to fucking run your life into a crisis in order to fucking make the changes that you know you need to make. And the harsh truth of that is that really like what that requires is like basically getting to a crisis that's like so bad that like you realize that like you can't ever fucking push this envelope ever again. And that's what happened with me. You know what
was
saying?
Yours?
I just fucking, bro, I just went on such a crazy binge. I was up for like 3 days and three nights straight. I didn't sleep. I was fucking partying, like doing coke, molly, like whatever, for like 3 days and three nights straight. I didn't sleep. I didn't eat anything. I barely even drank any water. And like, I went way, way out. You know what I mean? I went way out there.
Was that a good time?
No, it was terrible. It was fucking terrible because at the end of that shit, I mean, you start losing your mind and it's fucking scary. It's like, you start going into psychosis. Like I was hearing, I was fucking, I didn't even know what was real anymore. I was having auditory hallucinations. I was hearing like voices. Like I didn't even know what the fuck was real anymore. Jesus Christ. It was terrifying. It's really terrifying. They say it's like extreme like sleep deprivation is like basically what you're experiencing is basically like what it feels like to be schizophrenic. Mm. It's like visiting schizophrenia.
Damn.
It's really fucking scary, dude. 'Cause you feel like you're like in a living hell. Like you literally don't know what's real and what's not. It became very clear to me then that it's like, if I continue this way, then like my life is going to be a fucking absolute disaster. Like something really, really bad is going to happen. I just knew it. Like something really bad was going to happen. Right. Either like, I was going to die some way, or like I would just do something like so stupid that like my life would be over basically.
Yeah.
You know, and I would be dealing with some, I could feel like consequences, like major drastic consequences coming that would have been like life ruiners. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Like, that there's like no coming back from. So I just realized then that I was like, I needed to make a drastic change. And that's why, you know, like kind of like the way I, you know, live my life is pretty intense these days, because I have to be intense. I have to keep that intensity to, you know, keep myself on a positive track.
You know, I got a question I think that humanizes anybody. Are you ticklish?
You know, it's weird, dude. Like, depends on who's tickling me.
Yeah. Are you ticklish?
That's a really good response.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. But I think I'm in that camp. I think it's like, it depends.
Okay.
I think some people could, and it would just, but it's kind of a weird thing. Like, some other people could tickle me, but it's,
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's true.
Stop it right now.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Or if you know the zone.
Yeah.
You know?
That was a good segue.
That was a really good segue.
We
can
pretty much talk about anything now.
I mean, I'm just, I was talking about it with my, with my wife last night. So weird to call her that. We just got married. But
congratulations.
Thanks, man. We were laughing at that question because we're like, you forget people are ticklish. You know? Like, even just like think of the coolest person you think. Like, is Future ticklish? He might be.
Yeah.
We don't know.
That's a good point.
Imagine Future getting just like tickled in the armpit.
Just giggling.
By a stripper. Yeah, and he's like, hey, stop. I'm trying to think of like the one person that would just be like mind blowing if he was like, if Putin was ticklish, that'd be crazy.
Dude, he definitely is, man.
You think Putin's ticklish?
Yeah, he's like short and like us, you know?
So what are you saying? If you're under 5'9", you're automatically
short king,
ticklish?
You're probably ticklish.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like if you have more surface area, it's like harder to you know, find the zone.
Yeah, you're what? How much you weigh right now?
210.
Yeah, you got to like tickle hard. To like get in on him.
I'm saying get around the.
Yeah, you got to like really, you got to get in there. You put, I guess if there's any motivation to get ripped, dude, like if you're a hyper ticklish person, you got to get massive.
Yeah, it's like armor against being ticklish.
Yeah.
Come and try to tickle me, motherfucker.
Like, you can't.
Good luck.
Yeah. That's what I want to be. I want to be stone solid just so I can't be tickled.
Exactly. It's pretty humiliating to be tickled.
Yeah.
You'd be like, yo, what the fuck is this, dude? What is this?
Is that like an AI generator of not being tickled?
That's a thing?
Someone made that.
The internet sucks, man. You come up with some funny idea and it's like, oh, that actually, it already exists.
Yeah, let you know you're not original. Dude, you ever look into ChatGPT or AI or any of that?
What's that? What's GPT?
You don't know what really?
All right, so ChatGPT is like this artificially intelligent like chat software. And we hit it up to write a script. Because I'm gonna make a weird tangent here. I'm like, I don't know how many people watch Dope Sick, but that's like the most recent thing I watched you do. And I thought that was dope. So,
huh?
Dope Sick, the series? Weren't you in that?
Nah.
What am I thinking of?
Honor?
Oh, yeah. You were like the drug runner.
Yeah.
Was that Your Honor?
Yeah.
Why am I confusing that with Dope Sick? Oh, because the dude who was Michael Sackler, who's the older, like the mob boss in Your Honor?
Michael Stuhlbarg.
Yeah, yeah. He was in Dope Sick.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my bad. But anyway, we all know you're a dope actor, so we had to write a comedy sketch. I don't know if you want to do it. We can just read it off the screen.
Okay, come on, let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you bump up the text size? All right, so the scene is just we're on a road trip.
Okay.
And someone busted ass.
You should tell him what this is, though.
Like, well, yeah, so it's
it's AI. So, like,
I heard about this.
Yeah. You can ask it to do shit for you, and it'll just do it.
Uh-huh.
So I wrote the first part. I just wrote, write a comedy script with three characters, Chet Hanks and Will and Cody. They're on a trip together. It's going well until suddenly a rancid smell fills the vehicle. I don't want to spoil the rest.
Okay,
but,
all right.
And then it just wrote this whole script for us.
Okay, says I'm driving.
So yeah, you're driving.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
we're in the back seats?
Yeah, we're, okay. In the back.
What are we doing?
I think we're just chilling.
Okay. Listening to music?
Yeah.
All right, boys, this is going to be one a hell of a trip.
Hey, man, you said it, Chet. I've got my snacks. I've got my tunes, my best buds. What more could a guy ask for, right?
Yeah, let's make some memories.
Oh, my God. What the hell is that? Someone farted, dude.
Ugh. I didn't do it.
Ugh.
Oh, neither did I.
Oh, come on, guys. I know it was one of you.
I swear to God, it was not me, man.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't us. It must be something in the car.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm going to fall for that one.
The argument becomes worse. Okay.
I swear, even though I have the beef sticks, I did not fart.
I can't fart. It's not physically possible. I don't have a butthole.
Look, I'm telling you, it wasn't me. It was you.
No, dude. Why are you blaming us?
Because somebody has to take responsibility for this. I can't drive with this smell in here.
My ass doesn't open. I don't have a hole.
Yeah, right. Bro.
I've never farted in my entire... What? What do you mean?
Oh, God. I'm sorry, guys. I guess it was all of us.
Yeah, my bad.
Same here.
I guess we all let one rip, huh?
Is that, that's a genuine one. That's not because it says laughing, but you're just genuinely laughing. Hey, you're lying, dude. Jesus.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, I think we all deserve a snack break after that.
Pull a car over, check. Come on, let's share these beef sticks.
Wow, dude.
God damn it, dude.
That was way more fun than I thought it was going to be.
That script.
The future is here. We thought we'd get flying cars. We get fucking fart jokes.
Yeah, free script,
fart
dude.
Scripts?
Yeah, dude.
This is like some futuristic shit we're living in.
Yeah, man.
It's like the Jetsons.
And it wrote that in like 2 seconds.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And it was kind of funny.
I mean, it like ended, you know?
Yeah, it had
like,
a plot twist.
I guess
twist.
We all deserve a snack now.
Yeah.
Like it had a nice like warm ending.
Plot twist.
We all farted.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was going to make them.
It was like, that was like the fucking, when you found out Kevin Spacey was Kaiser Sose. You know? That's some crazy. It's like fucking Bruce Willis at the end of Sixth Sense.
Wow. Imagine that just got spoiled for someone. They're like,
oh, oh yeah, sorry.
Wait, I haven't watched it.
Chet, what the fuck, man? Yeah, a cool podcast episode. I just didn't like when Chet spoiled Sixth Sense for me. I was halfway through. Damn.
You fuck with AI?
Dude, I don't really know that much about it. I did my little fucking, what's it called?
The portrait?
Yeah.
Yeah, like everybody.
Yeah, but I didn't make it my profile pic.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. Resisted. A lot of people did that. I don't trust the people that made their profile pic. That,
why?
The AI.
Why?
I don't know, dude. It's just, you know, it's like, who are you? You know what I mean? is that really you? No, you're not a fucking final, you're not a Martian, you know what I mean, from Final Fantasy. Come on now.
You're just a normal dude.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Who are you?
That's so funny.
You know, is that really you? Come on.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't.
I never did it.
No. I've used other ones to like try to create images just
don't,
of myself.
Don't, what are you trying to prove me? Don't bring up my Twitter.
No, bro, go back.
Yeah, because we always keep it until we do something. Have you changed it?
I mean your banner.
Yeah.
I mean your banner.
Because that was a sick show.
That's so funny.
That was a great show.
That was in Ohio, right?
No, that was in.
Yeah, I know. I was just testing you. That was fun. We were in a church.
Yeah, that was in Wisconsin, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It was in a church. Yeah.
What you signed with Soulja Boy, did you not?
Shout out to Soulja, man. We didn't actually sign anything. Like there was no paperwork, but he was like, I'm signing Chet, you know what I mean? But it was cool, man. We did a song. It was cool. Soulja's a good dude. Soulja's a good dude.
Is music in the plans for this year, or is it kind of just when it comes to you?
Yeah, it is.
Are you still doing it?
Yeah, I'm about to drop some shit, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like single, full project? What is it?
Right now, I got a single. It's like, it's going to take people by surprise, man.
What is it? What style?
It's not rap.
Actually. Oh, no?
What is it?
I still got some rap I'm about to put out, but this is not rap.
Do you want to talk about it, or are you trying to keep it?
I'm just going to let people figure it out.
Just drop it on them.
Yeah, I'm going to drop it pretty soon, actually.
Damn.
A couple weeks? Yeah, I already shot the music video and everything.
So is this like, is this the first time you've talked about it?
Kind of. No, I've talked about it a little bit.
Okay.
On the Z-Way interview, but now it's about to finally happen.
Did you guys go to college together? Did I read that right?
Yeah, we did.
Mm.
You and Z-Way?
Yep.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Dang. Did you keep in touch after college, or did you guys kind of reconnect?
Nah, yeah, I was like, holy shit, she's on billboards and shit. She's got her own show.
Mm.
Last time I saw her, I was like drunk as shit at like my fraternity's fucking. I was probably like doing a fucking playing Flip Club or some shit. You know? All of a sudden, she's a fucking got her face on billboards and shit. I was like, oh, that's tight, you know.
Wow, shout out Z-Way.
Yeah, shout out to Z-Way.
I mean, the clips from that episode are hilarious.
That was pretty funny. That was pretty funny. People don't get that she's like playing a character, you know?
Yeah.
Like I saw some people that were like hating on her because she's like, you know, that's like a, that, that's a character that she's playing, you know? Yeah. Like the super, like, you know, sensitive, like politically correct, you know, person. It's like satire. You know? It was great because.
Yeah, everyone tagged me in your Joker impression because I do a bad one. And they were like,
yours is good, dude.
Let's hear it.
No. It ain't that good.
Come on, you asked me if I was ticklish, dude. You could do it.
I mean, that you could do the Joker.
Yeah, it's going to be funny when you do your Joker impression.
Oh, will you do it if he does it?
Yeah.
You put on the spot.
This is the worst shit ever.
You're going to have to do it now.
I know I brought it up, but ask me if I'm ticklish.
I'll do mine.
You'll Why do yours? So ticklish?
Yeah. Well, you see, my father.
My father was a drinker, and he tickled me every day.
He tickled me from here.
That's bad. That's really bad. That's really bad.
Got a little dark.
That's really bad.
My uncle. My uncle thought I was a really ticklish guy. Yeah. Nah, we don't have to joke off right now. A joker off right now.
Is that what joking off is?
Yeah. It's just a bunch of dudes sitting in a basement trying to do joker impressions.
Okay, now you go. Dude, that was sick.
Yeah, thank
My
you.
My turn. What are you gonna do on your podcast? You said you're starting.
Yeah, you want to start a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. We shot the first episode already.
Oh, how'd it go?
It was good. The guest is big. It's a big guest.
Who's the
like physically or popularity?
Can you tell us and we'll bleep it if you don't want it?
I think I already talked about it on Fighter and the Kid, but it's my dad.
Oh, yeah. I think you said you were going to do it.
Yeah.
So he did it?
The first guest is my dad.
That's kind of sick.
Yeah, we already did it.
How'd it go?
It's funny as shit, dude.
Does it? Did you guys keep it lighthearted? Did you get deep?
We kind of did a little. We did it all. We did it all. Got kind of deep. We kept it light. It was funny. He told some stories about me just being a dipshit when I was younger. It was funny.
Is he ticklish?
That'd be an awkward conversation.
See, I'm telling you, that's a crazy thing to think about.
Yeah, I can't imagine like, me asking even, my own dad that question.
If he's ticklish?
Yeah, I'd be like, no, sitting even in the car together like, yo, Dad, by the way, are you ticklish?
You think that'd be the only time he'd ever hit you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Son,
33
shut
years
the fuck
old.
Up.
Son, how about you keep your fucking mouth shut? How's that? He's like, why?
Come on, Dad, I know you're... Come on.
Stop.
When's it come out?
Yeah, when's it come out?
Next couple weeks.
Yeah, a lot coming out in the next couple weeks.
I know, man. You guys, I mean, like, but you gotta, like... They say like when you drop your first episode, you need to drop every single week,
yeah,
right?
You
guys do that, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do if you don't have like a guest?
Just
that week.
Just us.
You just shoot the shit.
That's how we started.
Yeah. Really?
We started just us.
Yeah.
And then eventually we were like, okay, we got to have guests on.
Yeah. Okay.
So
we built up to it.
Okay. Cool.
You got to be careful. Yeah. If the guest is your format, then yeah, people like expect one every single
You're
week.
Right. Yeah.
But if you build the audience with just like they like you and your co-host, then
yeah, I'm trying to stack up some good guests so I have like at least a couple like weeks like already stacked up before I start putting them out.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you don't have to have a guest.
But maybe I'm overthinking of it. Maybe we should just fucking
just make it you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let them learn about you, and then the guest comes in, and then learn about you some more.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fuck around. Plus, it when it's just you and your co-host, you'll probably just be more true to who you are.
Yeah.
And that's really the thing that people really connect with is when they just see you being regular.
Right.
Like, out of this whole thing, everyone's going to be like, damn, so I guess they're all ticklish. That's cool.
Yeah. And they're really great at improv.
Yeah. Is this rumor true? You wanted a box? Because I saw that video
I wanted to box. I'm open to it, you know, if the bag is right.
Yeah.
If someone's like, hey, you want to fight this person? I'll be like, yeah, I'll fucking train and shit.
Yeah.
Do you train boxing now?
I actually did pretty seriously when I was a teenager. I did it for a couple of years. I trained and everything. I haven't done it like since, but like I can still get busy in there. If someone was like, if they were going to put a fight together, like I'm not saying I could just go in there and like fight like the top dudes, but if it was another dude who it's like their first, you know,
yeah,
like celebrity boxing match or whatever, and like, you know, it's their first fight and they seem like it would be a good matchup, then yeah, I'll train seriously and go in there. I have no idea. Like, you know, maybe like a rapper or something. I think that would be entertaining to see me fight like a pretty big rapper.
Who do you hate? You're just going for just a grudge match.
I don't hate anyone.
You don't want to go in a grudge match on your first fight.
I don't hate anyone. I don't got like, I can't think of anyone that I like hate or anything, but I think that'd be a good matchup. Like me and some like big name rapper. That'd be interesting.
Like who?
I have no idea, man. You know, like,
I mean, you're 210. You're massive.
Yeah. I don't even know how that works out. Like, would I have to cut weight or something? Because rappers are pretty skinny.
Yeah.
Rappers are pretty skinny. Would I have to cut weight, or would they just be like, whatever, go in there, you know?
I mean, you could fight, you know, you can meet a guy at 205, fight like light heavyweight if you feel so inclined. I'm saying you don't want to go in a grudge match in your first match because you're already going to feel so much adrenaline.
Wouldn't it help if you like genuinely hated the person?
No, because I think that's going to make you emotional. And I think when you're fighting, you probably want to be, you want to like stick to a plan. That's like the number one thing.
Tickle him.
Yeah. 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 Hey, why's he got a hole in his glove?
Just remember what they, remember your training.
Just getting in the clinch, just under his armpit. He's like, hey, man, stop it. Stop that.
Stop, you're going to make me fart.
No, what I'm saying, you don't want to be emotional and they're like, because if he starts whooping your ass, then you're going to feel really bad.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to be really upset.
Good, and it's you get in your own head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be crying, and when they sit down, you're like, get the camera out of my face.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's beating me up. Hey, I think boxing's cool. I would be afraid to find out I have a bad chin on live TV, you know?
Yeah, that would suck.
Like, there'd be all this fight promo. I'd be feeling good, and then I get in there, and then I just get touched.
Yeah, that would suck. But, you know, it's like, if you get in the ring at all, like, the respect to anyone who gets in the ring, even if you go in there and get your ass knocked out, like, it takes a lot of balls to go in there and fight, especially on TV, in front of all those people, you know?
Yeah.
Respect to anyone who gets in there at all, you know?
Yeah.
Even if you get your ass whooped, you know, it's like, you still have the balls to go in there and do it.
Yeah. I don't think getting knocked out really is that bad if you're going into it, like, yeah, I'm just going to see what I can do in there. I don't think anyone's really going to hate on you for getting knocked out. Yeah. Some people might meme you a little bit, but, you know, they'll look like the asshole.
Yeah.
I think it's only when you talk crazy shit that's when people jump.
Yeah, but that's how you sell tickets, though.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, people don't watch that shit anymore unless they know there's, like, a feud like or a rivalry.
That is true.
Or a beef.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to watch a wholesome guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, those dudes are always like super boring, you know?
Yeah.
Like, remember when Floyd was like fighting on before he like retired? Because Floyd would always be like talking a bunch of shit, and then he'd be fighting a guy that was like, I just go to the gym and I go home to my kids. And yeah. I go to church.
You're
and
like,
fucking,
oh, man.
This, like, oh,
like,
fuck, I don't this guy.
Fucking beat up the substitute teacher. Come on, man.
Get punched.
Get in there with a killer, man.
Floyd would be all talking shit, you know what I mean? You'd be rooting for Floyd. He was like, this motherfucker's boring. He just goes to fucking church group and fucking, you know.
I saw a TikTok today, this dude walking by Floyd at a fucking football game, and he's filming him, and he's like, hey, Floyd. Floyd looks at him and smiles. He's like, I'll knock you out. He just walks by. Floyd's like, get the fuck? It just ends right there.
But then I love dudes like Nate Diaz, because they don't really talk. Like, they're just about, like, he's just about that action.
He's just, you know, down. I mean?
But he'll still talk shit, but he's not, like, going out of his way to talk shit. He just keeps shit so simple. He'll just be like, you're a bitch, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know, and it's like, fuck yeah, dude, you know.
You ever met Nate?
I saw him at a club one time. It was actually right after he fucking, he beat Connor.
Oh, wow.
It was, like, the day after. I saw him at, like, Hyde or some shit. And I was like, yo. And he looks at me, I was like, bro, he gave me a pound and shit.
I mean, I think that's,
I know his brother. I know Nick Diaz though.
How?
I know his brother, just from being around and shit, dude. Like, yeah, they're great dudes.
Yeah.
They do like marathons and shit, or they do triathlons.
Yeah.
They're fucking beasts, dude. Yeah.
Which is sick. I was kind of stoked when I found that out.
Getting a pound from Nate in the club, I feel
like
that
was tight. And you could just tell, even just from that, I could tell he was like a real genuine dude. You know what I mean? You can just kind of sense people's energies.
He likes to party, right?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I feel like after every single fight,
I think he was
out.
He was so, I mean, fuck it. That was like literally when he just beat, that was like the craziest fucking thing ever. Remember that fight? You guys watched that fight?
Yeah.
When he beat Connor, that shit was crazy, bro. I'm not surprised, motherfuckers. That was fucking, that was epic, dude. I love that dude. I love that dude. He's one of my, he's probably one of my, like, my favorite athletes, like, period, in any sport. Fucking.
I feel.
Yeah, he's good. I really got to piss. Can I piss real quick?
Go for it. We just run it. Little baby bladder. Yeah, I'll talk about that. What I love about Nate, though, is I still imagine him in the club. Because Nate never really seems like he's too turned up, you know? Yeah. Like, he's still always just, like, at least, like, 30% chill.
Uh-huh.
So I still even imagine after a big moment like that, he's just kind of in the club, like, just still kind of... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that, dude.
You watch MMA?
Yeah. That's, like, I mean, I'm not, like, super, like, into, like, all the fighters, but, like, the fighters that I do pay attention to, like, when they have a fight, like, I need to see that shit. That's like the only, like, I really don't give a fuck about fucking football or basketball or baseball or any of that shit. Like, I watch the playoffs, but I really don't give a fuck. But when a fighter that I like is having a big fight, like, I'll do the pay-per-view every time. Like, I need to see that shit.
Who's like your, who would you say are like your top three?
Oh, fuck. I mean, probably Nate, you know? I mean, obviously, like, when anytime you, Connor is so exciting. You always want to watch anything that he does. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Same with Khabib, dude. I love Khabib. You know, that Khabib really reminds me of my grandfather a lot because my grandfather was Bulgarian. And they're from like where Khabib is from. It's kind of like a similar area, but they remind me of each other because my grandfather was actually a Bulgarian Muslim.
Okay.
Right. And I know Khabib is Muslim. And just like they kind of look alike. And they just like, my grandfather was the most badass dude I ever met in my life. He was like my hero. You know, he was just a badass motherfucker, went through a lot of like, had a crazy life. And so I just kind of, I like Khabib because they really reminds me of my grandfather.
How young were you, or like, what was the period of your life where you spent time with your grandfather?
I mean, he basically, him and my grandma also like raised me just as much as my parents did. These are my mom's parents, right? My mom's mom was from Greece. My mom's dad was from Bulgaria.
Got it.
They both like escaped their countries, like crazy stories. Like,
did they live close to you growing up?
Yeah, like 5 minutes away.
That's cool.
Yeah, five minutes away.
Yeah, I grew up with my grandma in a similar way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were the best people, dude. Like, and just the best generation. That generation, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hard
like that that World War II generation. They fucking were a different breed. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about grandparents.
Just grandparents going through tough ass times.
Like, did you have a grandparent like that? Like, had a strong impact on you growing up or whatever?
Yeah, I mean,
were you close to your grandparents? Do you have a badass grandpa that like fought in World War II or some shit?
No. I mean, no, I didn't. I'm Canadian, you know.
They still fought.
Yeah.
They got involved.
Yeah, they moved to Canada during that whole shit, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, they dipped out.
Oh, because they're from...
Well, my grandpa was from Germany.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so he was like, I'm not down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I was like,
I don't know about this whole...
I'm dipping, I don't like this.
Yeah, anti-Semitic shit, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then my other grandpa was just born, I'm pretty sure he's just Canadian, through and through.
So he's just watching...
He's the only one that's still alive.
Okay.
His name's Rudy. Good
shout
guy.
Out to Rudy.
Shout out Rudy.
Just big shout out Rudy. I know he's watching this right now.
My
grandpa's huge on podcasts.
He's got us queued up between Smartless and
an armchair expert.
Armchair expert. He just
he fucks with Dax Shepard heavy.
You guys watch Yellowstone?
Dude, I
did.
I'm
it
not,
got like too absurd a little bit.
I'm not through season one yet.
It's kind of like, all right, like it's like most shows when they get absurd, I'm like. But this one is so tight, I'm just like, okay, it's a TV show. Let's go with it.
Your game?
It's pretty fun to watch.
Yeah,
I feel like you should be on that, man.
I know, bro. I would love
to. Are you trying?
Fuck yeah, bro. Yellowstone, come on.
Are you auditioning?
Yeah, but, you know, it's like auditions, like sometimes you'll have fucking, you know, fucking 6 auditions in a month. And
I know.
And sometimes it'll be 6 months before you have one audition. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like so like.
Yeah, producers of Yellowstone, if some production system's watching this, get Chet on Yellowstone.
Yeah.
He really deserves it.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
Yeah.
What's the role?
What
would you want to play?
I don't know, dude. Like, just one of the fucking ranch hands in the bunkhouse or some shit. How about that dude that comes in and he's like, he sings that song, dude? That was so sick.
I'm barely through season 1.
The dude
who
plays Walker? Dude, who is that guy? That guy who plays Walker is so sick, dude. That's the sickest character. Yeah. This dude fucking gets out of prison. They go pick him up and he comes to work at the ranch and he walks in with a guitar and... They're like, you play that thing? And he's like, what y'all want to hear? And he busts out this sick-ass song, dude. It's so good, dude. I was like, how the fuck did they find an actor?
That guy, Ryan.
Yeah,
right?
I'm like, how the fuck did they find an actor that could play the guitar and sing like that? But then I looked him up, and he's actually a musician. He's like a singer-songwriter. But that motherfucker is a good-ass actor.
He's
a good actor.
Doesn't
dude.
He leave?
No spoiler alerts. Come on now.
Well, you spoiled Sixth Sense.
That shit came out in like 2000. 22 years is
enough. I still haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah. Something you don't know about Cody is he doesn't watch movies.
I don't really.
unless it's on his watch or on his fucking fridge.
Yellowstone is so good, though.
Yeah. No, I'm not all the way through, but
it's just like 5 people die every single episode.
Yeah, but that,
eventually
it hits that point.
None of this is rooted in any sort of reality.
Yeah, but
it's like Game of Thrones. It's like totally fiction. You know,
this shit has me thinking. I'm like, do ranch owners really be getting busy like that? If you own a big ass ranch, are you catching bodies? Like, what?
I mean,
yeah, is Montana really like that?
How do you watch it?
If you had
TV,
imagine if you owned all that land. Imagine if you just had like fucking like thousands of acres of wilderness that was your land.
Yeah.
You could easily fucking murder people.
And like just bury them.
Yeah, on your land.
Yeah.
No one would know.
I feel like it's not that crazy because the whole thing is based on the Yellowstone, like that area they don't use.
That dude's sick too.
Rip, he's great.
I love that dude.
You know Rip, he was in Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah, he was in Dazed and Confused too.
Yeah.
That dude's sick. I love that dude.
Storied career, man.
That go back over to the left, the brother, him on the right, his acting kind of weirds me out.
Yeah, that character's not very likable.
Nah.
And then the Jefferson dude,
That dude has a good storyline.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm only to the part where he got branded and they're like...
Yeah, I love that shit. That's so sick. They're like a gang. You gotta get... there's a price you gotta pay to work at this ranch. Yeah.
You gotta get branded on your ass.
Yeah.
I just love how the branding, he's just like, and that you would
stop,
pass
it
out.
Tickles. Stop, it's tickling.
It's actually not that bad. Have you ever been burned by something?
Yeah, but you've been branded?
No, I haven't been branded, but I fucking put a cigarette out on my hand one time.
Yeah.
For my fraternity. And we got really drunk and we all fucking put cigarettes out on our hand. I still got the scar right here. Maybe I was just super drunk, but it really wasn't that bad.
But I feel like hot steel would, I feel like sober, that would make you pass out, I feel.
I don't know.
Because it's like lasting too. Like I feel like cigarette goes out, so you stop feeling like it burns at first and then it goes out. But a brand is hot.
Yeah.
And it's just there.
Yeah. For the full, and then.
Maybe I'm projecting myself.
It's only a couple, it's only like a second though. Like,
don't they like press it in there?
A couple seconds. I mean,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A couple seconds. And then,
I don't know.
It's over. And then it's over. You know? I mean, if you ever sat through like a 9-hour tattoo, you know?
Never like, 9.
That's
like
worse.
Two.
That's worse. I mean, I've sat through like 9-hour, like 10-hour tattoos. That's worse than fucking a 10, you know, 2-second brand.
It is pretty miserable.
Yeah.
I have to say, your mindset is fucking ironclad. Because you have the confidence to be like, man, I'll take a brand for two
fuck
seconds.
It. That's what the dude says before he gets the brand. He's like, fuck it. I love that. That's been my logic before making a lot of decisions.
Yeah?
Fuck it.
So there you go. Cast Chet as the guy who gets branded.
Yeah.
The next guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a price you got to pay to work here. I'll pay that price.
Maybe I should start watching this shit again.
It's, man, it hits a level where it's like, it's so ridiculous. That it's good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. It is kind of just like fantasy.
When his son was holding that fucking dead snake in episode 4, I'm like, all right.
Whoa, spoiler.
It's fine.
The snake died?
Shut up.
How about Kevin Costner, though, dude? Let's give it a forget Kevin Costner, because he's
old
the man fucking Kev. Man, dude. Give him his flowers. I feel like he doesn't really get his flowers. But Kevin Costner is just a solid ass dude.
Yeah, he's done a lot.
He always holds it down in any movie he's in. You know what I'm saying? He holds it down.
His character is fucking absurd in this.
You seen The Bodyguard with Whitney Houston?
No.
No.
You should watch that, dude. They need to remake that movie and they need to cast me as the bodyguard. For real. I saw that movie. I was like, dude, it's him, it's Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston. Kevin Costner plays Whitney Houston's bodyguard. Okay. And she's like this super, she plays like basically a version of herself. She's like a super famous singer. And she's got this stalker who's like trying to kill her. And he's just protecting her and shit. They need to remake this movie. This movie would hit so hard in 2022, bro. With a fucking,
with you.
With me and like a huge name.
Who are you casting?
Fuck,
play the singer.
They should cast like Summer Walker or like Rihanna.
Why'd you say it like that?
He's casting his own movie.
How could you not say it like that? How could you not say it like that? Yeah, that'd be sick, dude. I'll play the bodyguard. That movie would do numbers in 2022. Come on, dude.
I think it would actually...
It would do numbers. It would be crazy.
It would probably kill.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy. Hey, fucking Tyler Perry, dude. Hit me up, dude. The bodyguard. You're looking at him. Come on. Let's make it happen. This is how you're really supposed to fucking get movies in Hollywood. Just fucking...
Honestly...
Just call out people on a podcast and tell them to put you in some shit.
Honestly...
It'll work.
I've been trying that for like 5 years.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I don't know, man. It might, you know?
So it hasn't worked for me thus far.
Well,
been trying.
Yeah, I wish it was that easy.
Yeah.
I'll audition for it, Tyler. I'll do whatever you... Look, I'll audition for the role just like anyone else.
We could do it. What's stopping us?
Yeah, come on.
We reboot this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just need like, you know, 10 mil or something.
Way more than that.
Way more than that? Yeah, probably.
I mean, yeah. They got an explosion in this movie? Yeah, we need like 20 mil.
A $10 million movie would be like a low budget movie.
Yeah.
Movies are expensive, dude.
Yeah, bro.
100 million. That's like a normal budget.
Yeah. Especially if you're blowing up a boat. Gotta have that scene.
Fucking Avatar is like fucking a billion.
Yeah. You see it yet? I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I saw it.
You like it?
Yeah, it was tight.
Did we talk about the fact that he filmed two or the third one at the same time?
No.
Yeah. And signed on for 4 and 5?
That's crazy.
I mean, it's basically he's just going to do this for the rest of his life. It's like he's creating, he's like, this is his life's work now.
Yeah.
I wonder what the next one is going to be if this one was like water.
The next one's supposed to be fire. That's what I read. Yeah.
Really?
Really?
What's it supposed to be about?
What? Is there like a fire people that live in a volcano or some shit?
Yeah. Okay.
Fire Navi.
Yeah.
Oh, they live in like a volcano or some shit?
I guess.
That'd be tight.
The water was cool. I liked it. But you know he like goes like decades without making a movie.
Yeah.
He doesn't have many left.
That's
he's
what I'm
72.
That's what I'm saying. How do people know that he was good? You know what I mean?
How do they know he was good?
Like he made the
cuz everything he made has been a fucking like one of the highest grossing movies of all time.
But between,
Titanic
between the Arnold Schwarzenegger one and Titanic.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, yeah,
the
Judgment
Arnold
Day,
Schwarzenegger Terminator. One. Let's just qualify what the Arnold.
No. Sorry. Not the Terminator.
Terminator. Yeah.
Not the Terminator. I'm talking
Terminator
about
Terminator 2.
True Lies. Didn't he make that one? Or am I dumb? True Lies. Okay, but yeah. So same thing. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
True Lies was huge, dude.
I know, but between that and Titanic, there was like 10 years, wasn't there, or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm stupid.
I mean, the ones he made prior. I mean.
3 years. Okay, never mind. just forget everything I just said. I told you, I don't know shit about movies.
After he makes one of the most... Dude, he made...
Point Break.
Bro, he made Point Break. He made Rambo.
Damn.
After making like 5 culturally significant films, how did they know he was good?
Yo, James, if you're watching, my bad, dude.
Yeah, James, if you're watching, man, Cody didn't mean it, and Chet is ready to do the bodyguard if Tyler's not ready.
Come on,
man. You got time to kill in between those avatars. What are you waiting for? Hey,
what's up? Thanks for showing up.
Yeah, he's done a lot, man.
Terminators, dude.
Yeah. What's like your, like, What's your go-to film? Not favorite film, but a film that like you could just put on and go, ah, it's like makes me feel right.
You know what? There's one that was actually pretty recent. I think like it's, have you seen Hell or High Water?
Wait, pull it up.
Dude, Hell or High Water. That's such a good
movie. Is
that
the bank robbery movie?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That was a great
movie.
It's
about two brothers in Texas. They start robbing banks.
Oh,
this movie
I did
watch so good. Oh, yeah. And it's got the same dude from Yellowstone.
Yeah.
This movie is so good, dude. I love this movie. Ben Foster killed that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a
this is a great movie, dude. This is like, I could watch this movie anytime.
Yep.
Yeah, this one.
And Heat, bro. Like, Heat is one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
Would pull that out?
Fucking Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. Another bank robbery movie. I love bank robbery movies.
Yeah.
What? I don't know Heat.
Dude, you've never seen Heat?
Nah, man.
No, I never seen it.
Seen a lot. He ain't seen a lot.
Bro, this is one of the best.
Dude, Val Kilmer, man.
Val Kilmer.
Robert De Niro, and you're like, what's Heat?
I don't watch movies past that were made earlier than 2021.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's what I refuse.
Some people are like that. Some people are like, sometimes I'll be chilling with a girl and I'll put a movie on from like 2004 and she'll be like, this is too old. It's like you're acting like I put a black and white movie on from the 50s. Like, this is an old
movie. Is this Casablanca? No, this is Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
This is classic. What do you mean?
Yeah.
You know, I did watch this Casino. That was a fucking good movie.
Fuck yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. This whole like era of mob movies, it's just hard to beat. They all just feel so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I wish I kept up on it. I was rewatching The Wire.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Good ass series. You never seen The Wire, huh?
No, I did watch the first season, I think.
Mm. Yeah. They don't make films like they used to, man.
Yeah. True.
They don't.
They don't really.
Because they don't be doing real stunts anymore. Everything's CGI.
Yeah.
You see that video of fucking goddamn, who's the fucking main Jesus Christ. What's the fighter pilot movie?
Top Gun?
Top Gun. Who started Top Gun? Tom Cruise. Oh, man. It was nice seeing you.
We
Tom Cruise. Did you see the video of him like dropping out of the plane filming that video?
Yeah.
That was pretty insane, was it not?
Yeah. That's why Tom, you know.
Yeah, that is insane, dude. He really does those fucking crazy-ass stunts.
What's the craziest stunt you've done for a project?
Man, I haven't really done
nothing that wild.
No, I mean, in Your Honor, I fucking there was a scene where I jump out of like a second story window.
Oh yeah,
I did that stunt. That was cool. They had me like harnessed in, and I'm like hanging on to the edge of the roof, and then I just drop myself down and I fall down and break my leg. They had me on like a harness.
Yeah.
That was a cool stunt, but I've done crazier stunts just in like real life.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Shit on
a
motorcycle
in the air,
shit.
Man.
Wheelie.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wheelie in my Harley and
what
shit.
What do you think you were more? What do you think you got more adrenaline from, jumping out that window in the harness or just?
Oh,
the Harley.
The Harley for sure. Yeah. For sure.
You ever fallen doing that?
No, I actually never have. I never have. Yeah.
Were you into like BMX as a kid or anything?
No. I was. I snowboarded, but that's it. I was a terrible skater, bro. I couldn't skate for shit.
So what gave you the confidence to pull a wheelie, man? That shit is...
I was, like, obsessed with it, dude, because I was riding around. Actually, like, my co-host, Josh, should be pulling up any second.
He's here.
He taught me... Hey, Josh! Yeah. Come over here, dude. He taught me how to wheelie, right? Because we'd be riding around, and he is, like, a fucking wheelie master.
Okay.
And I would just feel like such a bitch if I couldn't wheelie. So I really wanted... Because they'd all be wheelie, and I'd just be, like, riding my bike, like, ding-ding-ding, ding-ding-ding-ding.
Oh, let's go.
Oh, thanks, dude.
What's up, dude?
What's up, man?
Here, tell a story about me learning how to wheelie.
How to wheelie? Yeah, teach them the story. Tell them the story about me learning how to wheelie. See, look, you guys see that video of me wheeling right there?
So how did
He took that video too, by the way.
Okay. So
were you doing a wheelie too? Filming him doing a wheelie?
I'm sure we were doing back and forth wheelies. He films me, I filmed him, you know? I remember the first time he started to do wheelies, it was really sketchy.
Yeah.
It was really, really sketchy, man. He's got a lot of send in him, to be honest. Look at that.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a 700-pound bike, you know?
Yeah.
So, dude, what you're supposed to do is you throw
it. Scoot your chair back a little bit.
Gotcha. So the theory on a wheelie, okay, is that, you know, you clutch it up, you go as slow as possible first gear. You could, you know, other bikes are different. With the Harley, you know, it's a lot of torque. It's a heavy bike. You get in first gear, you throw it up, you know, you dump the clutch, give it a lot of throttle, throw it up. And then once you get so far back, I mean, you're either falling or you're going to touch the back brake and that'll bring you forward. You give a little throttle and then a little brake and then you start balancing it out. And dude, he got it faster than probably anybody I've ever ridden with.
Yeah.
No, I was literally like obsessed with it. Like I didn't care about anything in life, but learning how to wheelie.
Like literally every day he'd be out there.
I would just be riding around on my bike for hours until I got it down.
Just always on a wheelie.
Or we have a buddy named CJ. who's probably one of the best Harley stunt riders in the world, meaning like these dudes that like wheelie Harleys and do like crazy ass like tricks on Harleys and shit.
Word.
They're the best in the world. And fucking our buddy CJ was just down at, they did a ride down in Tijuana and they got in a high speed chase with the cops down there, and like all of them got away except our buddy CJ. He crashed his bike and the cops got him, and they planted a gun on him. They got him. They threw a dirty gun on him and tried to violate him for like a gun charge in Mexico, and he had to go to Mexican prison.
Wow.
For like
how long? So he beat it
for like 2 months. Yeah.
For like
and they,
2 months.
They beat his ass like bad.
Yeah, and they whooped his ass. He was stuck in Mexican prison. We all had to like do a fundraiser, we all had to do charity events to raise money because they were trying to, like, the cops were just like wanted a bribe to get him out of there.
His dad was paying like $20,000-$30,000 at a time. I think he did it a couple times just to get him out.
Yeah, wow. He ended up paying like $30,000.
So just
grand,
straight cash.
To bust him out of Mexican prison, bro.
Tijuana with a bunch of cash, you know.
So he brought it by hand to Tijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. His dad did.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you still ride, Chet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we just rode 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I've always wanted to just like, it's not really a Harley, but like a Diavel or something.
Do you ride?
I want to,
do
but...
Do you know how, honestly?
The closest I've been to a motorcycle engine is like, I've driven like a race car that uses a motorcycle engine, but...
No.
Cool. Next Sunday, you guys want to... I'm serious. I teach people, ask them. I literally teach people.
I'm down to learn.
Yeah, I've always wanted like an 848, just like a Ducati or something. I know that's like the fucking
dude. Just wait till you. I used to say the same thing. I used to be like just a street bike guy, yeah. And then check out this Harley, and like I kind of sat on it, and I was like, I didn't want to tell him like this thing feels nice and comfy. I was like, oh, it's all right, you know, it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
dope as my 954.
Yeah,
but dude, then like once you get on a Harley,
I'm 22. No, I'm 32.
Are you?
Yeah.
Fucking been even ass on camera. Like all his chicks are like,
he's
dang,
ticklish.
He's way older than he said.
Yeah, I'm ticklish, man. Hey, you ticklish?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I think so.
It's a disarming question.
Do I look like
it
I'd
really
be a
is. You're right. It humanizes. People.
It humanizes
like,
anybody.
How tall are you?
6'4".
6'4". Yeah. What do you weigh?
Half. My Bumble says 6'4", though. You know.
You know? But he's ticklish sometimes.
Yeah. I'm ticklish. You know, if I get tickled. I'm ticklish, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
There's no way to like answer that question
Shadow,
in a manly
ticklish?
Way, you know? You ticklish?
I said it depends on who's tickling me.
I think I'm in that camp.
If I tickle you, would you laugh?
Let's not find out.
That was great. Dudes.
Thanks for the tea, by the way.
Oolong, bro. It's oolong tea.
I think we got to wrap it up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we do got to wrap, but yeah.
This is great, man.
We'll figure
Thanks
out a bike session.
I'm actually fucking down for that.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Watch. You guys are going to end up getting your own bikes. We're all going to be cruising together.
Yeah,
soon.
Fast forward 6 months.
I was already looking at a fucking Polaris, so.
Don't do that, dude. No, get a Harley. Get a Harley.
Why?
Get a Harley, bro. Trust me.
Watch, bro.
I'm going
to
get a trike.
No.
What about that?
I just want to.
A trike. Like three.
Bro, you can't talk like that.
His back is
sick,
bad.
Like
his back
two
is bad.
Giant
we
back
would
wheels,
not allow you to
cruiser.
Ride in the pack with us with the three wheels.
No, I'll be there.
We can't.
I'll be there.
Can't,
with you
dude.
Guys.
You're not gonna.
Even
be
if
able
you
to
don't invite me, I'll just pull up. Hey guys, I got the back. I got the rear.
We'll split traffic so fast to leave you, bro. No, I'm just joking. We wouldn't.
He'll split traffic.
I can't
too.
Make
He'll
it between
be
the cars.
All the cars out the way,
just
dude. They'd be flipping them over. Guys, hold up for me. You have an open face helmet.
Wait, what do you got against open face helmets? I wear those.
No, I'm just saying. With
no,
like, a big
no,
ass
I'm just
grin on his
bro.
Face, you know that's like the fucking, like, it just squeezes your face
it's
all
like
crazy.
Bowling ball helmet.
Yeah.
Just
yeah. What's your podcast gonna be called?
The Chet Hanks Show.
The Chet Hanks Show. Tune
Co-host
in.
Josh Stroh.
Dropping.
Couple weeks.
Tune in. Couple weeks.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Huge, guys. It's going to be big.
And it was, what's your Instagram?
Josh of the Jungle.
Josh of the Jungle.
Yeah.
And Chet Hanks.
You can't miss it.
Hey, you should do the Trump real quick for everybody, dude.
Excuse me. I really gotta like warm into it. I do a pretty good Trump impression.
Yeah.
As you all know, I'm running for president again. It's gonna be so great. And my motto, my slogan is gonna be "Make America Great Again." Again, excuse me.
Talk about Rosie.
Rosie O'Donnell, she's a dog. Rosie O'Donnell, she is not gonna like it, but I'm not surprised. Are you surprised, Faust? I'm not surprised at all. She's a dog. Excuse me. So disgusting. Excuse me.
That's great.
I'm running for what? The Tiny Meat Gang podcast. I can't relate to it at all. I'm just being honest, folks. We all know I don't have small hands. They're actually big hands. They're very big. They're big hands. Can't relate to it, but it's been a ball. I've had a great time.
Oh, it's so good. It's good. Damn. Is it really good? It's perfect.
I'm not ticklish at all. Not ticklish. But if Stormy Daniels or maybe Melania, if Melania is tickling me, then I might giggle a little bit. I don't know. All right, I'm done.
Oh, you did not, bro.
This week on the Bone Zone.
I screamed at the guy and I was like, oh man, that was kind of awkward. Why did I do that? And then you were like, yeah, and I'll fuck your mom.
There was one of those girls, and she was with some old guy in the pizza place, and she was getting him fucked up. He would just like lick the shots off her fucking chest, like her tits. They're like kind of having some argument, and all we hear is, no. Give me the 60 and then we'll do it after. I told you we'll do it after.
Remember that show that we watched the trailer for? So the crazy one immediately is like trying to fuck every single guy. There's this moment where she puts her arm around him and she goes, "This is your dad."
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.